Donald Regan, former Treasury Secretary and Chief of Staff under President Reagan, died yesterday. He was 84 years old. Born in Boston, Regan had a successful career on Wall Street, becoming chairman of Merrill Lynch. He later became President Reagan's first Treasury Secretary. Regan was a chief spokesman for the 1981 tax cut, the largest in history at the time. Lou Cannon, former White House correspondent for The Washington Post and author of the forthcoming book Governor Reagan, His Rise to Power, says Reagan's ideology still has many followers.
We live today in a world where the Republican Party is very devoted to the tax cuts. And I think that part of Don Regan's legacy is that he...
Author and journalist Lou Cannon. Regan swapped jobs with Chief of Staff James A. Baker at the beginning of Reagan's second term, but he had trouble getting along with Congress, with journalists, and with the president's wife, Nancy Reagan. The Iran-Contra scandal finally brought about the demise of his White House career. Regan blamed Nancy Reagan for his dismissal. He got even in his memoir, For the Record, From Wall Street to Washington, in which he wrote that Mrs. Reagan had consulted extensively with an astrologer. But Regan told NPR's Scott Simon in a 1988 interview that he was still an admirer of the Reagan presidency.
In there, I praise Reagan. I am devoted to Reagan as president. I do say at the end I was disappointed in Reagan as a man, but I still think that Reagan will go down in history as one of our better presidents, and I think I make the case for Reagan as a leader in getting our economy back on track and helping our morale. And we feel better about ourselves because of Ronald Reagan.
Donald Regan died yesterday of cancer in Williamsburg, Virginia.